Connected Consumer.
Welcome to the Connected Consumer, the podcast that shines a light on technology, including human stories behind health and technology. Today, we're diving into a topic that's both challenging and crucial to understand: frontal temporal dementia. My name is Elizabeth Parks. I'm the president and CMO of Parks Associates, and it's my great honor to introduce this episode series, Connected Conversations, where we're joined by Chris Bowring, a longtime industry colleague and executive in the connected home space, working at Amazon, Lowe's, and Best Buy, and also a courageous individual living with FTD. Just over a year ago, Chris's life took an unexpected turn when he was diagnosed with this condition. We'll explore his journey from the initial stages to the profound changes it brought to his life and the lives of his loved ones. How did Chris and his family respond to this life-altering news? What new limitations and lifestyle changes have they faced, and how are they managing them now? We'll hear about his efforts, the role of technology in managing the condition, and how it's helping him make a difference. Chris is going to share his insights on what people should know about FTD and how they can get involved in this important cause and bring new awareness. Whether you're personally affected by FTD, interested in the role of technology in healthcare, or simply looking to understand more about this condition, this episode promises to be an enlightening and inspiring journey. Chris, I'm so excited to have you join us today. Thank you so much for being here and really for all the courage you have in bringing this conversation forward. I want to see if we can start out and have you introduce yourself to our audience and also share a little bit more about FTD.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you. First, just doing this one podcast is going to be great for the FTD team back at up in Philadelphia, where they're trying to find a cure, and my time and my what I'm doing is bringing it from the we need to have corporate America work with FTD, the association, and get them bring along money, resources, other stuff like this, because it is going to be a bigger bite than I think everybody knows, because there is some research out there that said by 2032, there'll be 7 million people with this dementia. And it is going down, like it is instead of moving up and being like more Alzheimer's, it's going down too. So it could be if you're watching this, it may happen to you, and it's critically we need to get critical with it, about it, and understand it. So if we could understand everything, that is where we will find the cure.
Yeah, absolutely. Raising awareness of this type of dementia, I think, is really important. And there are some differences that we want to make sure our listeners understand, that dementia is a loss of brain function that affects the reasoning, memory, and behavior, and can interfere with everyday life. FTD is an umbrella term for a specific type of dementia. And Chris, is this something you'd like to share a little bit more on some of the specifics around FTD? And I think there is somebody, a famous actor who is also battling this condition, Bruce Willis. And so that may be something for people to connect to in terms of that familiarity with this type of condition.
Thank God for Bruce Willis and Emmy Willis. They pushed me out the window to get out and do something, because when I first had it, I didn't want my wife or my friends or anybody to know about what's going on. And it was that was the easy thing to do, but that's where the anger also comes to, because you don't know the things that are happening. And in your family, they'll typically see things, but if you're angry and you don't want to deal with it, you will really have a rough the rest of your life.
Maybe we can take a step back in time a little bit. I know you shared with me that there was a period of time where you were investigating what was going on, right, before you actually had a diagnosis. Is that
right?
You can share a little bit about that.
I can. So when I found out about the disease, so I went into the doctor. And she was giving me a full physical so that I could have another procedure and go. And she, the doctor there and her nurse, they got everything done. And they looked at me and said, hey, you're in really good shape and stuff like that. But is there anything else you want to talk about? And then I said, I've never stuttered before. And is that like something that came off of COVID? Because that's the time we were in. And she said, well, I don't know. And she went back, came back. She did a couple of things for me to say and do. And then she made a phone call and got me a neurological surgeon and his team. So she wasn't sure and the PA wasn't sure, but they were pushing it along rather than saying, oh, it's just Alzheimer's, because that could be dangerous for me. So and vice versa. So I went in 1 month. I got this guy in 1 month, and he ran a bunch of tests on me, and I had to have two MRIs. Then I was going it's a thing where you have to go do puzzles and everything like that to find out if you have it, but mostly where are you in the process? So we were saying they told us late in June that they think that it is FTD. And me and my wife did not know anything about what it was. And so it is one of the big, it's growing. So there's the dementias. You can be Lewy bodies. You can be vascular. You can be Alzheimer's, ALS, FTD. There's another one. And they all have characteristics that look a little bit like every other. So we could get into some trouble if you wrong medicines, wrong trying to go. So we started to try to figure out how to deal with it. And I can tell you that my wife was Johnny on the spot and really, she was really understanding it while I was angry, because I had, we had to get our financials done. This is the thing that I want to, everybody who watches this, please go get your finances done so that you can keep your house, still get the stuff with and insurance, and what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Am I going to get put into another house, or whatever you're doing, and then get your finance really, really on it so that you can have an open door or two open doors of the worst things you have to think about. On 11/13 in 2022, I had to sit my children down and talk about what's happening to me. And it was all just kind of a thing. Now they're okay because I'm still functional. I still look like dad. And but they do know how deep it goes, because in my hereditary is my grandma had dementia, and my dad had Lewy bodies, which is one of the bigger dementias as well. And so the most frightful thing is, do my kids have it?
Right. Yeah, I can only imagine how overwhelming that was, especially that time between June and November, where, you know, you had the initial conversations with doctors. I'm sure you had a lot of different doctor's appointments trying to figure out what's going on. A lot of conversations with your wife, I'm sure, and what's going on with your health. And then that step of really being able to share. And I think it's important for our listeners to really have a better understanding of what FTD is. You mentioned it is a type of dementia. It does impact the frontal lobe, which is noted as being important for voluntary motor movement, problem solving, memory, spontaneity, language, judgment, impulse control, social behaviors. All of these things are in that frontal lobe of the brain. And the temporal lobe is also critical for hearing, memory, language, and also those emotions. And so this is the areas of the brain that are ending up being impacted. And I've got a lot of different documentation. Thank you for sharing that with me so I could learn more.
I got a lot of it.
And I'm sure it seems like it's something that doctors really are not sure exactly what the cause is behind it, but working very hard to understand these different abnormalities in the gene and the damage to those nerve cells in the brain, which then creates some of these effects that are happening. So maybe, you know, you can share a little bit of more on how you were, you mentioned that initially the stuttering was something that was notable and you brought up with your doctor, yeah. But what other things have happened that create new limitations or that just have simply changed your lifestyle, maybe a little or dramatically?
Well, let me phrase it this way. You've seen me working big projects and lots of people in a lot of areas. And your mom watched me. I have to put that in there. But
she says hi, by the way. I told her I was doing this with you, so she definitely sent her regards.
Yeah, so you wouldn't have recognized me because if you were with me more, because it's stutter, it's paranoia, it's I can do this, but I can't do this. And then it starts flowing into a situation because of here's your frontal. My left is great. My not right is not, and then the temporal, and my hearing is going to be affected. My beloved basses will be sold, there was irritation that I can't understand what's going wrong with me. What is wrong with me at this state of my life? And it was, we thought it was Meniere's disease, which is if you have that, you can't drink alcohol because it'll really, really make you bad. But then there's other areas we went through like 9 possibilities until we got the FTD. And the FTD, it was very critical to get to know that. And for me, I'm doing it every day. And I do things to get better with my wife or my spouse or the caregiver and the doctor and everybody. Because during 22, I was getting hammered by, I had to sell my car. I had to take my Harley. I have to go and leave my job because I need to get on the list of disability. And I'll tell you, I didn't really understand that anger that came with all of that. And as we went through the Christmas and stuff, it was easier for me. It was in February of last year. And somebody like me has to have a PET scan on the 14th of February. So I came home from my PET scan, which is one of the best ways to find out very quickly. But we found out, we saw the PET scan, we saw all what was going on, and it really, really shook me up.
You know, what about how people treated you once they knew about this new diagnosis, whether it's the doctors or the family or friends? I mean, and any experience in understanding the differences between men and women with this condition?
The gentleman that I worked for my last job, he came to me and said, "Chris, is there something wrong with you?" And I just got the CAT scan, and I said, "Yes, I've got this." And he was very good about it, but he had to said he had to do what he had to do. And I had to do what my wife was begging me to do. Don't, you know, I'll get a job and I'll work while you now become the house, you run the house. So, and I could then start in my mind remembering things that were happening. Like even I think this started when I was at my tail end of Amazon. And so that would make it like I have had it for 3-4 years. And so, but it was those that would come, it was those who would come and kind of find me a little more paranoid and stuff like that. But then, Bruce Willis did the thing. But then also I have good friends. And when I told them what I have, my circle was big enough to go see them and stuff like that. And they come in and see me and it was really interesting to me that, the impact that I've left in my life, you know, because these two guys, Kevin and Keith, they're like my brothers. They came and got me and took me to baseball and in Omaha, Nebraska, and we did all kinds of stuff. And they brought the whole fraternity back together to come and see me on different dates. And it was like, this is really great. And the tail end the day I got there with them, Yes Man was on the TV when I was watching TV later.
Once you leave this building, every time an opportunity presents itself, no matter what it is, you will say yes.
Yes! 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 Yes!
And I said, that's right. I'm going to be a yes man. So I'm going to tell these 7 days, I'm a yes man. I'm not thinking about my disease that I wanted, but it was all about my disease and it was all, but it was something remarkable because it was able to bring a lot of people that I haven't seen in a long time and they haven't seen me. And it is fantastic to do something like that. And people, it was a healing.
Well, I'm so glad to hear you've got a great support system with your family and some longtime friends, including some of those college buddies. I'm sure that was amazing to get back together and have that support. You know, you've spent a lot of time. I've seen you on LinkedIn. And of course, we've chatted a few different times here in the past year, you know, just really trying to bring some awareness and, you know, familiarity with this condition, particularly. I mean, you cited some of the data on how this will be a growing problem for the some of the younger generations as we continue to all age. So how do people respond when you're doing, like you've had the LinkedIn promotions. I know you've done a couple different sessions, even maybe with FTD Association. How is that helping you?
Well, it is helping because no one was doing what I was thinking about because I'm like, hey, I don't need to do a... Let's bring in more corporate, because we need money, and we need a massive awareness. And so the letter that I wrote outing me was it traveled until about 16,000 people had, and people were sending me notes to like my husband has, my wife feels like that. And I think it also jostled part of the healthcare industry to see something come across where I've got FTD and I am like this and it is problem. We need more. We need more, more, more in the places where like if you look at Alzheimer's, they just got $100 million for their. That's what we need, and it's really interesting because I am in two kind of things. I do Facebook and I do LinkedIn. There's rules, and then there's Facebook, but the Facebook page on. Their website. And it was, I could not believe how many of the people called me, sent me an email, told me all this. I didn't know. It was things like, it didn't take me 3.5 years to get the diagnosis, which that is happening right now. And I didn't know that people are thinking about that, how many people are going to be here with in the bad situation, what happened. So I really my heart breaks because it's a bad disease. It is. But now what I'm thinking about is how do we make that different? How do we, because what happened to me in the early days and stuff like that, that was the worst part of my life ever. And it was because people don't know. And so they don't know what they've got. Then they find out they've got to do this. Now they got to go get there. You this. I got to sell my house. I have to sell my car. Do all these things to. It collapses the life of the partners. So whether it doesn't matter. The one that is taking care of the other, it can be very good, but it can also be, I would say, from what I've read and what I've seen in talking with people, caregiving for people with dementia, Lewy bodies, all these four things, it could be a bumpy road if you do it in the wrong way.
Well, and I think there's really nothing more powerful than somebody who has the condition and you still have that ability to share with everybody, with our audience, and with whoever's willing to listen, some of the things that you've learned and how it can help others, including the doctors and the people who are really investigating the condition and how it can help. So, you know, that mission to bring attention to this, especially in the name of perhaps people being able to identify what's going on that much sooner, because maybe they've heard about it, you know, they have some awareness. But it's also about the treatment plan, right? Because like you said earlier, what you might treat FTD is different than what you might treat with the Lewy bodies or other types of conditions. And this is a guess. The doctors have to look at all this different information and then do a diagnosis. Really, I mean, I want to give you big kudos for being the voice that many, you know, may not be in the position to share. Stay tuned for the next episode where we'll take a deeper dive with Chris on the role technology plays in managing FTD and how it's helping him make a difference.